The Food and Drug Administration said today that drinks, which combine alcohol and caffeine, are unsafe. And that decision amounts to an effective ban on drinks such as Four Loko, which have caused controversy recently. Several states, cities, and colleges have already banned the drinks. NPR's Tobias Smith has our story.
They call it witch's brew and blackout in a can, mostly because the drink packs more of a punch than you'd expect. David Vladek is director of the FTC's Bureau of Consumer Protection.
These are not your ordinary beers. They are fruit-flavored carbonated drinks sold in supersized containers, and they have supersized alcohol content.
The equivalent of five beers. The company that makes Four Loko says it will stop putting caffeine in its drink, but declined to comment today. United Brands, that makes a product called Juice, says it will also stop, but company president and CEO Michael McHale says the FDA is overreacting.
I think there is rush to judgment, and we've been lumped in with one maker is irresponsible marketing, and the fact is we're not causing any problems. It's not even fair.
But on campuses, many college students say they agree with the FDA that alcoholic energy drinks do result in more risky behavior like drunk driving or sexual assaults.
It seems like every time someone wakes up in the morning and regrets the night before, it's usually because they had Four Loko.
Boston College junior Ali Burak says drinks like Four Loko should be banned. Thomas Neri, director of BC's Health Services, says the beverages have already landed at least one BC student in the emergency room.
Some people actually did note it was a, quote, cheap drunk, but actually the people that have the most problem with this are the ones that weren't quite as savvy, because it looks pretty harmless.
Neri welcomes the FDA action, but worries that getting rid of the canned drinks won't stop kids from mixing up their own concoctions from scratch.
My business might increase a little bit. Could be good news, so.
That's David McLaughlin unloading a truck of Red Bull energy drinks at a convenience store at the edge of the BC campus.
They're going to do what they do anyway, and they can mix it themselves.
But McLaughlin adds that would probably be safer.
At least they know what they're putting into it, and whatever they mix probably wouldn't be as strong as the Four Loko is.
BC senior Willie Flatt agrees people will not stop drinking caffeine with their alcohol.
It's the most cheap and easy way to go about getting drunk, and I see a lot of people drinking five-hour energies while they're out drinking. I think people want to have their cake and eat it too.
Indeed, some students have been stocking up on drinks like Four Loko, and some are not happy with the crackdown.
I don't understand why every time kids get into something, parents feel the need to screw it up.
That's BC junior Matthew Locke. He says invitations are already going out for various last hurrah kind of parties before prohibition takes effect.
I mean, I definitely think there would be some kind of funeral.
Yeah.
A funeral party.
Boston College officials say they're just hoping it doesn't end with an actual funeral. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.